Well, let me take you back to the 1970s, the era of disco music, flares, and unspreadable butter. As margarine began to dominate supermarkets, a dairy farmer from the south coast of New South Wales set out to make real butter that was also spreadable by combining ingredients that could have seen him face criminal charges. Half a century later, at a dairy symposium in the past week, Jeff Boxall has been honoured for his invention with the University of Sydney's 2025 Dairy Science Award. How thrilled were you with this award for your work all those years ago?
Well, I was very thrilled with it, and surprised by it, actually. But you made a statement there that I'm a dairy farmer. I wasn't a dairy farmer. I was the manager of the Jambu Cooperative Dairy Society Limited, a small dairy factory.
You were working in a factory there. How did your thinking come about of trying to deal with this issue of margarine versus butter? Because margarine was on the rise at that time.
Yes, the margarine industry had quotas. The government set quotas on them, so they couldn't produce more than a certain amount, which was a protection for the dairy industry. That was why it was introduced. Now, we at Jamboree, we are going back a little bit. We started a system for making butter by using cultured cream. That's like putting a yogurt material into cream before and allowing it to develop, building up acid in the cream, neutralising it, and then churning, pasteurising and churning the butter. We picked this up from a company in New Zealand that was actually fiddling with making a cultured butter. Ours wasn't a cultured butter, but we made the butter out of cultured cream. And we were very successful with that. We won 15 years straight on the state government's butter, continuous butter grading, and we also won the Supreme Dairy Product in Australia against all comers and all products in 1976. So we had a good product to start with.
And Jeff, what was the issue with the law about tampering with butter or changing butter? What were the difficulties there from a legal perspective?
Well, butter was butter. You couldn't add to it. You couldn't add anything to it. And I think that's still the case today. What happened, I attended a seminar where a professor from the University of New South Wales gave a talk on this situation, and what I took out of that talk was in my words, if you can't join them, I mean, if you can't beat them, join them. I took that away and thought about it. And anyway, we decided we'd have a crack at this, and we made butter with our usual cultured cream, and we added sunflower and safflower oil to it. Those were the two that were available, plentiful at the time. And we made what was a beautiful product. It had the good butter, and it had the spreadable by adding the vegetable oil, which we couldn't do legally. Anyway, we packaged it in plain tubs, and we sold it to our dairy farmer members. Not out of the members, of course, knew this was all going on, and we hadn't sold it on the open market anywhere, just within the family, should we say.
Well, Jeff, I'm so glad you've finally got some recognition for this work, for the industry that you've spent so much time in. Congratulations and thank you very much for being my guest this morning.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sally.